Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody is having a great start to the week. We're going to be talking Last Resort, episode 13. We're 13 episodes in, and we lost two cast members today. So that happened. We're going to get Gina in. We're going to discuss what's her name? Ari and Benny left. Hey, Shake. Hey, Diva Speaks. And oh, she's already here. Danny, hey, yo, yoga be good. Interesting name. So, how are you?
Oh, hi. Sorry, everybody. I'm the reason why we're late. I was at the gym and I only got George's message when the show had ended. So luckily I was at my gym set by then.
Oh, it's fine. It was short notice, so
It's all good. It's all good.
I messaged you like when the show was over, so
Exactly. And
it's
that's when I saw it. And I'm like, oh, perfect. I gotta go anyways, but I gotta get dinner first.
it was
So
very short notice. Hey, Diva Speaks. Hey, Carmen. Hi, Significant Equal. Hi, Susie. So we're gonna get into episode 13. So two people left. So I don't know if we want to start there with Ari and Benny. They ended up leaving. They finally came clean and said that they weren't actually going to. When is the tell-all? Well, there's 17 episodes.
yeah.
So we just watched 13. So 14, 15, 16, 17. We're looking at a month and a week before we get into the tell-all. Hey, Joda. So it's gonna
And
be a while.
I heard the tell-all is three parts, and knowing our luck,
It's
the
gonna be good. I've actually found out from some sources that the tell-all is gonna be better than all of the footage they got all season,
that's
because
what I'm waiting for.
yeah, Gino is finally gonna be able to speak about Jasmine and her behavior, and Matt will be present at the tell-all. So it's very messy. It's gonna be very messy, and there's some weird rumor going around. I wanted to talk to you about this, that Stacy and Florian aren't together anymore, and I wanted to get your opinion on that because, I never believe rumors when it comes to Darcy and Stacey because they're really good at pretending to break up, fight. Remember one of the last season of Darcy and Stacey, they pretended they hated each other and they stopped talking to each other. Remember, do you remember that? Like they got into a fight, and then they stopped talking to each other, but they're actually fine. So do you think, because oh, Stacey unfollowed Florian and Florian unfollowed Stacey. So do you think there's any truth to this, or you think they're just trying to get another show?
I think they're just trying to get another show because everybody knows how both of their minds work. They're very smart, intelligent women. They know what they're doing, right? So they want the people's imaginations to just go with it. Like, oh God, like they want to be in the scene still. So, oh, they stop following each other, right? So then that's when people jump to the conclusion, like, oh, they can't be together. But no one's come out and said, yeah, we're separated or we're not together anymore.
Well,
But look how many posts are out there about it, speculations and whatnot. So people's mouth, like their names are still in people's mouths and posts are still being posted about that.
I will say this. The last few times that Florian went live, he went live with the 90 Bad Boys, and one time he went live with Kim and Josh. Every time they ask how Stacy, where Stacy, he always replies, "I don't know. I don't know where she is." Which I think he's playing along with this narrative. Well, Shake says we don't care about them. I mean, I agree. We
She's
don't. We
not
don't.
wrong.
We're kind of being forced against our will into this, right? Like we're watching The Last Resort because we've watched all the shows. It would be weird for me to skip a show at this point. I've been watching it for over 10 years. I would feel weird not watching it. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm enjoying this season. Wait, I heard that Brandon and Julie are still together. They are. They
They
are.
are.
If you actually follow their Instagram, they've been traveling and doing a lot of really cool stuff. Like they remind me of James and Tata. Like they're traveling, they're living their best life. So yeah, Julia and Brandon, I don't think their relationship was ever in jeopardy. I think that they played it up for the cameras, and I don't know how much of it was real, how much of it wasn't. Also, we learned tonight that Julia did the paperwork to bring her parents here without talking to Brandon first. So I
Where is
want to
this
get,
money coming
well,
from? What
that's
money?
this is what I was going to ask you. So do you think, this is alleged, Do you think that she signed Brandon's names with? Because Julia doesn't work. So she would have to have somebody with an income attached to that petition. Do you think that she went behind his back and signed his name to the paperwork and didn't tell him?
Well, she'd probably get arrested for that because it would be considered fraud, right?
He'd have to report it, though. I don't think that he would report her, right?
Well, if she claims it on national TV, then there it is. Like,
well, she said that she already has an interview date. She already has a date. It's already in process. And
maybe she got one of her friends in the States to do it, or somebody else, maybe in the 90-day world, maybe, to co-sign for her that she's close to. Like Sophie's a good grifter, you know. Maybe their forces collided together and, you know, done.
Well, Joda says she took Tiger Lily's handwriting signature course. So she's a handwriting expert. So now she was able to recreate Brandon's signature. But I don't know how legit this storyline is because Julia doesn't have a job. But how does that work? So say for instance, you come over to the U.S. and you're here on your visa. Can you, how does it work when you're bringing your family over here? They still need to be sponsored by an American, right? Or are you the sponsor? I never understood how that worked.
I know here, like, you'll have to get, like, when my parents, my dad immigrated first in the 70s to Canada, but then my uncle sponsored him,
right? So somebody has, and it has to be a citizen that sponsors you, right? It can't be a person that is still working on getting citizenship, right?
Exactly. I think my uncle had his citizenship, but the laws since the 70s till now have changed since then. So I think my uncle was either already a citizen or in the midst of becoming a citizen. But my parents didn't. They're Portuguese citizens until they turned 65. They weren't Canadian citizens yet. They weren't considered Canadian. Oh. They're just landed immigrants because they had to do a test that no one wants to test, like on Canadian history, to get your citizenship.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so it's like a difficult test. You know, the U.S. citizenship test is like second grade knowledge.
Yeah.
It's like really easy.
So
Judy says it's fake. It's for a visa visit, not for them to move here. So, I mean, she didn't specifically say it was for them. She just said, I want to bring them here. She wasn't specific. So that could be true. She could have a visa application interview for a tourist visa. But still,
it makes sense because, like, they can come, like, at least for Canadians, they can go to America and stay there for 6 months out of the whole year. Right.
She would still need to talk to Brandon though, because where would they stay? Right? Because that was my thing. I was like, I get it. It's her parents. She's a grown adult woman. She can do what she wants. But if you're bringing your parents to move in your house with your husband, I feel like, because we've been watching this, and there's a lot of marriage issues with people. And I think the real issue with most of these couples is there's poor communication, and people are doing things behind other people's back. Wait, are the Betty and Rumor swinger? Betty and Ron Rumor swinger? No, that's not a rumor.
Yeah,
Betty. And,
that's yeah, true.
That they discussed it on the show. Betty and Ron are swingers. They brought it up.
Pineapples upside down on cruise ships, probably.
Yeah. This is no rumor. They brought it up on the show. They didn't really hide it. They don't really advertise it. You know, they don't talk about it online or anything. But yeah, there's no rumor. Betty and Ron are swingers. They do swap partners with other people, which a lot of people were shocked because they seem really clean cut and they seem like really old fashioned. And, you know, Brandon is like super prude. So it's crazy to think that he came from swingers. But yeah, this is no secret.
Well, their parents were like hippies, right? So I would presume in the 70s, like Brandon's parents were hippies in the 70s, right? So not to point fingers, but it's like peace, love, and joy, right?
That
like,
is the time. The 70s is the time where everybody was living free.
They're back.
Right? Right? They were living very freely. Wait, the chat is all surprised. Where were y'all?
Yeah.
This isn't new. We've actually talked about this before, right, Gina? We've talked about this before.
Yes, but when Brandon from the show.
When like, Brandon, how many Brandon was ago? First on the show and Julia wasn't here yet, I believe that's when they discussed it on the show.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Or when that's they were in the hot tub or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. It was a hot tub scene. I do remember that. It was a hot tub scene. Yeah, so yeah, this isn't new. They and his parents are calculating. They don't by their story. I think Brandon is creepy. His parents are ick, and they get a paycheck for the show. So wait, do you think? So wait, she thinks it's all fake. No, I don't think it's fake. I don't think it's fake. Honestly, I don't.
No.
It's always the super old school Christians.
The ones that
you
least expect it to be.
Yeah. The ones that go to church every Sunday. They have family dinners and things. Yeah, it's those are the people that are doing weird, freaky stuff. It's I don't think it's a lie. I think that they're definitely doing that. Yeah. Like honestly, I wouldn't put it past them. That's true. And Jasmine had the baby already. No, Jasmine didn't have the baby. Well, there's a rumor. So there's a rumor that she had the baby already. We're under the impression the baby is due in June. So, but there was a video that she put out that I saw, and Gina, you probably saw it too, where she turned to the side and she didn't look pregnant. I mean, she looked pregnant, but not as pregnant as she looked in that announcement video. So I know what you guys are talking about, but unless she had the baby premature, she shouldn't have had the baby yet. So I'm not exactly sure why she's posted that video or if the video is recent, because Jasmine was doing a lot of videos, because if you notice, the whole time that we knew she was pregnant but she didn't announce it, she was posting videos where she was not pregnant. So everything isn't current that we see.
Yeah, it's probably an older video, like when she was 4 months pregnant or 3 to 4 months pregnant versus almost because it would make sense, like October would be June. Right? If she got pregnant in October, the baby would be in June.
Yeah, and the tell-all was filmed in October. She was pregnant when they filmed the tell-all. So June at the latest. It could be April, May. But February is too soon.
Yeah.
February is too soon. We would have to worry that, you know, if the baby is okay. The baby would have to go to NICU because being born that early, they wouldn't be able to breathe on their own.
No.
So I know that she went to the hospital. She didn't specify why she was in the hospital, but then she said she was relieved because after that hospital, hey, Jal, after that hospital stay, now she's going to be able to breastfeed.
Yeah.
So I don't know what procedure or what was going on, but I think she got something cleared or whatever. Now she's going to be able to breastfeed because, you know, there are certain conditions that...
There's too much silicone everywhere.
Well, that doesn't really... You can still breastfeed with fake boobs, right? I'm pretty sure you can. Or can you?
I don't know.
Hold on. Let's Google it. Because, you know, that's a good question. And I need to stop assuming things. So we're going to find out. We're gonna check. Because you're right. If silicone leaks out, that can be deadly to your bloodstream. So
that's
it could
be. The baby!
Okay, let's check this out. So I'm curious.
It depends.
Yeah.
Oh, you can. People are saying you can in the comments. If it's under the muscle.
Yeah. Most women with breast implants can still breastfeed, although the size and placement of the implants as well as the surgical technique used can affect how much milk they can produce. So there's no stipulation that they cannot do it, but depending on how big they went, it could produce, they could produce less milk.
Okay.
And you know, if you got a hungry baby, you're not going to get anywhere with no milk because babies eat like 7 times a day. Yeah. So you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
No harm. Oh, and studies show no evidence that silicone from implants can pass into breast milk or harm the baby. The potential challenges for women are difficulties like reduced milk supply or more intense engorgement or discomfort due to nerve damage near the nipple area, depending on the surgery. So she's good there. I don't think she would get her breast implants removed. There's no reason to do that.
No. And I don't think she's going to breastfeed this baby, only maybe for 2 weeks. And then it's like, okay, you're on formula now. I need my boobs. I don't need
She's a vegan, and she's like a health freak. I would assume that she would breastfeed the baby till it was like 4 years old.
I don't,
like, because she's super into health and stuff.
I don't know, to each their own, but I also don't, because she's getting up there in age and older. I'm old too, so I can, you know, be Miss Judgy Pants. But like, she was just like, no, these are perky. I want them perky. I don't want to lose those. That's what she paid. Well, that's what Gino paid for. So.
Well, Gino paid for the boobs, and then Gino/Dane paid for the ass, which it was a group effort. right? It was a group effort. One cheek belongs to one guy, the other cheek belongs to the other guy. This is a hot mess. And then Matt, who paid for nothing, is now reaping the benefits of all of these investments that these men have made in her body. Now Matt, who invested no money whatsoever, now gets to reap in the investment of Gino and Dane, which that doesn't seem fair, right? Yeah, the upside down. So yeah, on last resort, between the sheets, we found out that they were put in upside down because she went to a cheap doctor and the doctor inserted her ass implants, cheek implants, upside down. And that's why her butt is shaped, I guess, upside down, right? But you can look at it, you can tell that there's something wrong. That's why that's the issue. At least this baby she'll be able to have around her all the time. I mean,
well, I don't know. She could ship it off to Panama and be like, here, Mom, you don't have any more issues. Here you go. Take care of this baby. I can't do it.
I want to believe, hey, Coast to Coast teacher, hey, Pineapple, I want to believe that Jasmine is a great mom and she's going to take great care of this kid. But, you know, we were talking about this yesterday on the pod. It's like when mothers make really crazy decisions where, like, for instance, Mina from OG 90 Day decided since her son Clayton's passport didn't come in time, she was going to leave him. And, you know, I don't know a lot of mothers that make difficult decisions like that. I know most mothers will say, if my kids can't come, then I'm not going. Mm-hmm. So when Jasmine left her two kids, possibly three, in Panama, and Gino has released information, because, you know, they've been going back and forth. He said that she's had, for over a year, she's had the paperwork to travel. She's been allowed to go back to Panama at any moment, and she's never went back to even see them, right? I know that the paperwork can take time, but his point was, you didn't even go visit, you know, and that's questionable for me because she clearly makes a lot of money. Gina, remember we discussed how much she makes?
She was eighth in Cameo. She charged like $80 per Cameo. She's got OnlyFans. Don't know how much that income bracket is. And she's been on every 90 Day Fiancé. Like, I'm done. I am done with it. I am done. I am absolutely done with all these shenanigans. Like this last resort is like, it's like going to the dentist, getting a root canal and wisdom teeth pulled out, getting stitches and breaking my collarbone.
And is it without Novocaine too? Because it's painful. I feel like it's very painful. Getting through this has been testing my patience. I feel like,
God, it's like, oh, meet dumb and dumber. Like, what relationship is going to take a deep dive onto the Titanic today? Oh, it's going to be Ari's and Benny's. Let's go. Right? Like, we saw that coming.
So Shelley says, why does she do a baby registry with all that money? That's despicable. I agree with you. I don't understand why. And again, I know baby showers, regardless of how much money you have, it's more so about, you know, congregation with family and friends and celebration.
We ain't invited
to
no baby shower.
Well, no, yes, we're not invited. And there's over $5,000 worth of items on the registry. And she has so much money. She's making over $30,000 on a month on OnlyFans. She's making over $30,000 a month on Cameo. And, you know, I don't understand why she feels like the public is responsible for so much. Like, I can understand you put a registry out there with just a few items, some core stuff. I get that. But the idea that they're supposed to get everything that the baby needs, that's a bit much. You know, I think a lot of times we watch these shows, we get attached to these people. But I think lately we've been getting taken advantage of, like with the GoFundMes popping up here and there. Did you see that, Lauren?
Yeah, it's from GoFundMes to freaking wish lists on Amazon. Like, go get your stuff from Wish or Temu, you dumb person. I'm not even going to say the baby, because the baby is an innocent person.
Well, yeah, the baby did not ask to be born into this mess. The baby is an innocent party in this. Like, this baby hasn't even met Jasmine yet, like, officially. So when the baby meets Jasmine, the baby's probably going to be like, really, God, this is what you put me into? You know, like, this is the cards that I got dealt. Oh, is she sending money back home to her kids? I'm going to say yes. I don't have proof
say yes of that. To, but
because yeah. I mean, even Larissa never went back for her kids, but she's made it very adamant that she's taking care of them. They're fully taken care of. And, you know, they didn't want to leave. They had friends and they were in school. So she's made it adamant that even though she never went back for them, they're being fully taken care of. And I'm going to assume with all this money flowing with Jasmine, she's taking good care of these kids. If you can't be there, the next best thing would make sure that they have everything that they need. I mean, kids need their mother, but if you can't be there or you don't want to be there, the next best thing that you should do is make sure they have everything they need.
Exactly. But like you said, kids need their mom. Like,
well, yeah, they don't
need their grandmother, but it's their mom who's gonna, like, I think all these kids are gonna need psychological help later along the line because they don't have a proper mother figure. Like, who's Larissa's kids with? Who, like, the new one, Clayton, can't stand this Mina chick. Another story for another day. Like, just so many, like, they're going to have, like, abandonment issues if they don't already. Like, oh, yeah, my mom left me to be on TV to the United States.
Well, the parents have decided fame is the most important thing in their lives, right? Like, Jasmine obviously was a mother first and then a wife, but now she's kind of put reality TV over everything. We're all suffering from Stockholm Syndrome, not being able to stop watching. Yeah, there's a lot of shows that I don't want to watch, like the spinoffs. I'm a big fan of the franchise, but there are favorites and there are non-favorites of the show. So yeah, there are times where I wish I could just skip a show. But, you know, it would feel weird. I've watched everything. Okay, minus Lauren and Alexi. I watched, like, 2 episodes of their first season, and I gave up.
It was COVID. I was bored. I watched it. There was nothing else to do.
I couldn't do it. I tried. I gave it a college try, Gina. I really did. I'm just not a fan of Lauren or Alexi. They're just boring. They're probably really nice. Probably not, but they're probably decent people. Or whatever, but there's no drama. She's a good mom for the most part. He's a good dad. There's no drama. I can't deal with that. And then the last time we saw her with her plastic surgery and her mommy makeover, I just can't with
you
her.
You need, like, popcorn. I can't go with your drama. You don't want to see anybody who's, like, happy basically on your TV. You need to throw in some drama.
Coast teacher says so she can return the gifts for money. I mean, I don't think she needs money. I don't think she needs, like, for real, I don't think she needs money. I think she really is going to take the gifts and use it. No. I think that she just doesn't want to buy it herself, which I don't know why. She has so much money.
I think it would go, if she was to return anything, it'd be back on an Amazon gift card. Because if someone else, for instance, was purchasing something on a baby registry, then, and there is a gift receipt included, it would probably likely be on a gift card because the person who originally had purchased it with their bank card or credit card. So usually a refund's on the same card. Like, it's the same, like, it's on the same card, in this case it's a
purchase. That happened before. I had someone that had purchased a gift for a birthday present. The person took it back to the store. They didn't notify the person who bought the gift, and the store returned the money back to the person's credit card.
Exactly.
They didn't actually give them anything for it because they thought they were going to just return it and get whatever they wanted. The store returned it to the original method of payment, and they actually didn't get any money. So yeah, the stores are a little smarter now than they used to be because, you know, they have to protect themselves for these return scams that people are doing.
So, which, yeah, it happens, but love discussing all this stuff with you guys, but we've only touched base on Jasmine and that big blow up. I don't think we've talked about anybody else or touched base on anybody else.
We're gonna talk about Darcy and Stacy because Stacy thinks that Darcy wants to sleep with Florian, which I think is completely ludicrous, right? Like, I really deal with Darcy and Stacy in my own way because everything that they say is for shock value. Mm-hmm. You know, like when Stacy is like, oh, well, I can't deal with Darcy, and Darcy is, and it's like, it's all for shock value. You know that they get along. You know that they live together. You know that they spend every moment together. You know that there's no real issues. They're happy, right? Darcy and Stacy.
They made a big production out of nothing, basically, like at the dinner. Now she's waking up with a hangover. Well, gee, I wonder why you acted like a child. versus talking amongst civilized people, like normally, confronting the situation. Maybe that in there was not the right time and the place in front of everybody. Talk about your problem sober.
That's what they do. Darcy and Stacey are the queens of doing whatever. You know when they say there's a time and place for everything? They want to do everything at the wrong time and in the wrong place. That's kind of how they got their own show. They react to everything in the worst possible way, and they do it at the worst possible time. And it's like you're driving on the freeway, there's a really bad wreck, and it's bad, and you want to look at the ground, and there might be a body on the ground, but you want to look. That's kind of how Darcy and Stacey, you shouldn't look, because it's going to give you nightmares, but you keep watching because you think, oh, well, there's probably something over there I should look, but you don't. That's kind of how Darcy and Stacey scenes have been. Oh, yeah, so Ari and Benny. So Ari and Benny have called it quits, and they've left the resort. So how'd you feel about that? We already knew that they weren't together. We knew that there was no real reconciliation happening. We know that Benny has been kissing some pretty girl on TikTok. So do you feel like this should have happened earlier in the season? Because I feel like they should have left a long time ago.
They should have left after. She should have left after the first episode. Benny can stay, but well, he needed to get his password. So, you know what they say. Bye, Felicia. And that was literally what Benny did. Bye, Felicia.
Oh, she said, was Darcy this ridiculous with season with Jesse? Probably worse. Darcy has always been Darcy. She's never really gotten worse or better. She's always been over the top. I think her season with Jesse is when they were the cutting the steak, right? Yes. That was her season with Jesse. Yeah.
Cutting so, the
yeah,
combine or whatnot.
They literally fought, and she threw a stiletto heel at him because he told her how to cut the steak. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I'm like, yeah. Are you seriously fighting over how to cut a steak?
Not just fighting. She tried to knock him unconscious with a heel. She literally got violent because he told her how to cut the steak, and she was like, I'm older than you, I know how to cut a steak.
No,
and they literally
I've worked at many restaurants before. That's not how you cut a steak.
She's worked at many restaurants. That's interesting. I didn't know Darcy worked anywhere.
I was a server at here and here. It was something along those lines
Amsterdam. Yeah. She went to Amsterdam, and then he came here to meet the kids.
Yeah.
And then that's when it all fell apart. That's when they started screaming, and she started throwing stuff at him. And with her and Tom, it was pretty bad, too. If you remember, with her and Tom, it got pretty bad.
I remember he couldn't tolerate her. I don't think he can tolerate the craziness. That was the problem.
Well, you know what's funny? People don't say this out loud a lot, but Darcy is probably in the same level of crazy as Natalie. But people don't really talk about it, right? Like Darcy and Natalie, they have a lot in common. They ruin and sabotage their relationships. They sabotage themselves. They make things crazy and out of control and over proportion. They are very similar, but Natalie seems to get the worst of being called crazy, and Darcy gets the less of it.
I think it's just because we've seen that, like, when did the Darcy and Stacey show ended? Whenever it ended. And then they had to do the filler to make the equal crazy, so they added Natalie to it. But then, I think Natalie's on a different level altogether from Stacey. Like, with Natalie, it's just, she's just, you know. Like, she's just, like, Josh uses her. She uses Josh. And, like, but she wants more, but he doesn't. And hallelujah, he's sleeping in like separate rooms, because guess what? I would be afraid if that woman would have a knife underneath her bed and try to kill me.
Oh, Stacey woke up with a hangover, and she said something on TV that a lot of people online didn't like. She said that she had to take a dump. And a lot of people felt like that was very unladylike to say on TV. Like, we can be real.
Like, I didn't even care.
You know, men are under the impression women don't do that. So when women say things like that, men are caught off guard. Because a lot of people are like, she's not classy, or that's not ladylike. And I was like, we got to stop pretending that everybody doesn't go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
You know, like, we got to stop.
She wanted an empanada and hangover food.
In the morning, right? Who does that? Who eats empanadas at 8 in the morning? I was like, how is that going to work out for you for the rest of the day? Natalie turns psycho. Darcy is just super dramatic. Oh, so maybe there's a fine line. But Darcy did launch a shoe at that man's head. Do y'all remember? She did launch a shoe at that man's head.
I think they act kind of crazy when they have a lot of alcohol in their system. I think it's like when they're intoxicated, that's when they kind of, the switch goes off to psycho.
Yeah, well, okay, Votamom says Darcy looked uncomfortable when after Josh left the cycles. Well, Darcy was having a weird conversation with Rob, and it's funny because she was telling him about her vagina rejuvenation, and then afterwards she's like, what's your name again? And I was like, so you're talking about all this personal stuff and you don't even know this person's name. So
yeah, but Rob the Knob, he thought he was talking to Darcy. Or he thought he was talking to Stacy.
Stacy. Yeah.
And then he realized, like, oh shit, it's not Stacy.
He decided to skip dinner the night before when Stacy arrived, or when Darcy arrived, and nobody filled him in. So he goes to get on the treadmill and he's looking at her like, it's Stacy. Which it looks like Stacy. They're twins, right? And then, but the one thing that's easy to tell Stacy and Darcy apart is their voices are different. Mm-hmm. That's how I learned to tell them apart early on, was Stacy's voice is different than Darcy's. In the beginning, they looked much more alike. Now, there's some anomalies. There's some differences.
I can kind of see the difference between Stacy and Darcy, like the face, like some of their face, like their facial expressions and some of the faces. So even right off the bat, I can tell that, like, we knew it was Darcy.
Yeah, but
Rob
probably has less experience with the show. He's too young, I think, but. I was gonna say Stacy has a stank face. I don't know if you noticed that, but she always looks like stank. And Darcy has less of a stank face. Yeah, that's also
the expression that I was like.
Yeah, it's like,
one looks like a chipmunk and the other one less of a chipmunk.
Yeah, does Stacy cry on demand like Darcy? Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do. She didn't do much of it this season. I think her emotional moment was when she was telling Florian to take the pain or something. Remember when they were in the woods and she started freaking out and Florian was like, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you acting like that? That was her emotional moment. Also, seeing twins separately, it's harder to tell them apart. You're right. When they're right next to each other, you can see the tells. But when you see them separately, I went to school with a set of twins, and it's true. When they were with each other, I knew exactly which girl was which. But when we were, like, I had classes with one and not the other, sometimes I couldn't tell which one it was. So you're right. When they're standing next to each other, it's a lot easier to tell who you're talking to. And, you know, when you see people on TV, I learned their voice thing. Because I was like, oh, I can tell. Like, if I look away from the TV and just listen, I could tell which twin it was. Just how they talk.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get too much of Natalie and Josh other than on the exercise bike. So
Josh said that he's about ready to give up. That was what he said on this episode. And I fully support that. I would love to stop seeing Natalie on my TV screen. So feel free to give up.
Another season. It's going to be the single life next. Yes, you watch. She's going to be on the single life again.
So Pineapple says, I can't watch it anymore. I only listen to y'all. And of course, I want to watch the tell-all because I want to see Jasmine throw her shoe. How did you know it was her that threw the shoe? I'm just curious because I never said that. So I'm just really curious how you knew it was her.
Yeah, this is news to me because I didn't know anything about a shoe.
I knew that shoes were thrown, but I never said who threw a shoe.
Shoes were thrown or something was thrown.
So I'm just curious. If Pineapple just felt like she was the most likely person to throw a shoe, because I didn't say, because I knew not to say, I know what happened, but I can't say exactly what happened. So
I think she'll DM you. So
she said it wasn't me.
Basically, George, you're not denying that Jasmine threw the shoe.
I'm not confirming or denying. I'm just curious because there are other people on the show.
You said to Pineapple, how did you know she threw the shoe?
Yeah, I'm curious now because apparently I'm not the only one that knows what happened.
Apparently.
So
thanks, Pineapple, for the tea.
Well, I knew, but I didn't want to say who threw what at who because that would give away my sources. But if you already know, then yes, a shoe. I'm not going to tell you who she threw the shoe at. You can guess. You might be wrong though, because there's obvious guess, and it's not the obvious guess. The shoe went towards someone else. So I'm not gonna say who it was. Oh, she saw it on Reddit. Okay, cool. It
Okay.
wasn't me. I just want everyone to know it wasn't me who said
It
it, because I was instructed not to say anything yet. So I just want to make it clear that I didn't say that. But when I saw you post it, I was like, how did you know? You know, like, how did you know? Because I know I
You
didn't
could
say
tell
it.
by your facial expression. I knew from your facial expression. I'm like, oh,
Oh,
yeah, pineapple. You share that. You DM me and you share that tea with me too, please.
and
Thank you. I'm right
pineapple. Yeah, she knows exactly what's going on. She knows exactly who got hit with a shoe and everything. Yeah, okay, yeah, you know. Now that she knows. So yeah, it's in the comments. I'm not gonna say it. It's in the comments if you wanna know. So now we know who launched the shoe and who was on the receiving end. But that's not even the craziest thing I heard about the tell-all though. So that's why I'm telling people if you're bored now, you know, take a break, take a nap. You will be thoroughly entertained at this tell-all. Jasmine threw at Sophie and
Sophie
hit
and
her.
hit Raw.
Oh, y'all were there. Were y'all in the audience? Like y'all were there. Jeez, y'all were there. I didn't like y'all know more than I do at this point. Hey Danielle, happy
Well, yeah,
birthday.
no kidding. Why aren't you people sharing this stuff? I see she threw the shoe at Sophie. Yeah, to shut her
I
up.
mean, we're not gonna give too much away. I feel like y'all already know. Hey Danielle, happy birthday. Miss you. You know I'll DM. Yeah, DM me. Tell me how you got this information. I'm just
We need a
curious because
group chat. Oh God.
yeah, because I'm curious how you knew because I thought I was the only one who knew. And I told a few people privately that have not said anything. So when I saw it in the comments, I was like, is there a mole in my click? You know, I was like, how do you know that? Were you in the studio audience? Like, I had questions. I was like, because that's not something everyone knew. And they're trying to keep that part a secret because for the promo of the tell-all, that's what they're going to use. So they don't want it to get out. They want.
Yeah, no, you've kept it very secretive.
I
All
mean, I
you
tried
said
to
was
stay
stuff
as
was
tight-lipped as.
thrown, and you never said who, what, when, where, why. You never acknowledged. You just said stuff was thrown. That was
Yeah.
it.
I didn't even specify what the item was. I just said things were thrown. So when I saw, I was like, y'all know something more. You got it from somebody other than me. Oh, so Dr. Reba is in an open
Relationship,
relationship, but she called it
situationship. We'll call it a situationship.
situationship. So the doctor's in a situationship. How do you feel about a counselor who is in a situationship like that? Because they're giving advice to you on how to successfully navigate your relationship, and their husband is actually out banging other people. So like, how does that make you feel? Because it does work for some people. Like we've had this conversation. Some people are fine with a non-monogamous relationship. Most people are not fine. So how do you feel with your counselor who's giving you advice on how to best move in the best interest of your relationship? They're actually in a non-monogamous situationship. Because I don't know, I felt that.
It's a camp counselor. If she didn't, basically, if Jasmine didn't talk to her about having the open relationship, I don't think she would bring it up, right? Because that would just be encouraging the situational to get like the Jasmine Gino Matt situation altogether, right? So basically, Jasmine just took it as being like, this, like, there's other people that are on the same boat as me. I'll take
I
it.
mean,
And
yeah, it's funny that she got there. She heard the term, okay, an ethical non-monogamous marriage.
enough.
That's what she called it. I'd never heard that terminology
I've
before. You
never
know, I watched all.
heard that either. That's why I couldn't remember exactly. That's why I called it a situationship.
I mean, if you're a marriage counselor, like your specialty is helping people that are
I thought
married.
she was the sex
Well,
therapist
she's
or something.
the sex therapist, but there was a counselor next to her, wasn't there, in that scene, or no? Or was it just her? I don't know. I feel like if you're counseling married people, you shouldn't encourage them to be in a ethical non-monogamous marriage. Because if your marriage is already in trouble, if you're in counseling already, bringing another person into a failing marriage is not the answer.
No,
I think
that's not
that
going to spice it up.
that's the worst of advice that you can give someone. They're like, oh, y'all don't get along. You're not being intimate. You fight all the time. You should get a boyfriend. Like, that's not going to improve anything going on in your situation. So I think as a therapist, it's a weird thing that she would suggest. Like, oh yeah, I do it. It works. You should try it. No.
But I think this therapist also said at the same time, what works for me does not work for others. And basically there's different rules, I guess, whatever it's called. I keep calling it situationship because it's so much like shorter than this non-whatever. But in that case, like, there's different rules for different open relationships or situationships.
Well, right. It's not people go out and sleep with whoever they want. There are rules. Like, for instance, in certain situations, they can only be with one additional person. It's not just anybody they want. They can be in another relationship with just one person. And then if that relationship ends, then the next person needs to be approved. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Pineapple. I did know about the Neo situation. I was watching one of the Love and Hip Hop type shows, and I found out that Neo was in a polyamorous relationship. And it blew up in his face. Because you remember the video that one of the women posted to, I think, Instagram? Or was it Instagram Live where she called him out for having all these different women and cheating? Because at the end of the day, when you take vows, the vows are between you and the other person. So if you're bringing an additional person into that relationship, it's cheating to an extent. Even if, you know, you're in an open relationship, there's no vow that covers open relationship. It's till death do us part, just you and me, not you, me, and three. It's just you and me. So to the point where Gino's like, that's just called cheating. You know, it's a fancy term for cheating. That's all it is.
It is. It is. And it's so funny because, like, I'm not religious at all, but, like, and I didn't study the Bible, but there's so many people in the Bible that have more than one wife. They also have concubines and different wives, more than one. And then in today's society, and it's not even like, but then commandment, it says you shall not commit adultery, but then at the same time you are, because you have a wife, you have a concubine, and you have a whole bunch of concubines. So whatever. One, but anyways,
one thing that I learned about the Bible, I grew up in a church, like a cult like churches, it's a very contradictory book. It's very contradicting. It says one thing and then it says something completely different later on. And that's why the misinterpretations of the Bible are so great. Because in the Old Testament versus the New Testament, they'll tell you something is wrong in the Old Testament and then it's totally fine in the New Testament and vice versa. It's very confusing. And it's you have to remember as well, it's been translated hundreds of times.
It changed, you know, to what religion you are.
Yes. There's a King James version. There's a new language version. There's a Hebrew version. There's all of these different translations. And I think the best way to do that is remember when we were in middle school and we did the project where the teacher would get you, say, for instance, they would tell you a statement and then you would go and whisper it in one person's ear and they would keep going and going and going.
Telephone.
Telephone. And by the time you get to the last person, what you said to the first person and what they say at the end are completely different things. I think that's exactly how the Bible ended up.
Yep.
Right?
And stuff got, like Jarl said, like stuff got left out. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and also, Shake is like, y'all should just stay single. I agree. If you want to be free, getting married is counterproductive to your goal. You're like getting married and then dating other people, it's counterproductive. I know in the, what was it, Seeking Sister Wife or Seeking Brother Husband show or whatever show it was, they were combining income and a lot of them were doing really well because, you know, if you got four or five people all working good jobs and everybody's contributing to one household, you can buy a big house, you can go on trips, you know, you can live a really good life. But at the end of the day, I don't think everyone can be 100% happy in these type of relationships because first, especially the women, they're just sharing one guy.
Yeah, not that.
The guy is, right? The guy has all these women, all this variety, all of these things happening for him. The women have to sleep alone so many nights because he has to spend time with everybody else. So yeah. How are you truly going to be
happy? Got his box of chocolates, his chocolate cake, his wine, his everything. All these other, like, feel neglected. Like, absolutely not. But
it's not going to work for everybody. And women, what does it say? It's too much work to cheat. It really is. Cheating, because you do it and then you gotta lie and hide it and counteract people figuring out. It's a full-time job to be a cheater.
And you gotta make sure you don't cross like lies. Like, oh, it's just so much work. And not that I've ever done it. It just seems like too much work because you can see them get caught. And like, my favorite show is Cheaters, by the way, one of them, if you've ever watched it.
That was literally, I've probably seen every episode 10 times. Joey Greco to, that was the first one. And then the second host was, what was his name? He recently passed away a few years ago. He had a really famous grandfather.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember his name now.
And I'm so mad it's not on at 3 o'clock in the morning anymore on the weekends.
It used to, yeah, it used to stream late at night and you could still watch it on syndication. I haven't seen it lately. I even, okay, let's age me a little bit. I bought the DVDs, the Too Hot for TV Cheaters DVDs. That's how much I love the show. Hold on, I'm going to figure out the guy's name. It's going to bother me now. The one that took over after Joey. He wasn't as good, though. He wasn't as good, but oh, Clark Gable.
Yes, thank Clark you. Clark Gable.
He took over after Joey Greco. Do you remember, oh my God, do you remember when Joey Greco, they were on a boat and they confronted someone and someone stabbed him? Do you remember?
Dude, it was like violent. It was like they a whole other level of Jerry Springer altogether.
And that, that was the first show where some dude literally sucker punched a woman in the face on TV. Do you remember that episode? They were in the truck and he approached her. And she got out and she's like screaming at him and he literally knocked her out. And he left in handcuffs. You remember? It was that show was insane. It was so good. Oh, you have Golden Girls series? I do too. Golden Girls, I have Friends.
I think that was, that's on our streaming network here, that we can watch Golden Girls and Friends. And,
The OC. Y'all remember the OC? Y'all remember One Tree Hill?
Yes. My favorite show of all time was 90210, Beverly Hills 90210, the original. I would watch it with my mom, even though I was like 8 years old. It was probably not appropriate for me, but my mom wanted to watch it, so I watched it.
Oh, you never saw that pineapple? Yeah, the stabbing of the punch. Pineapple, you gotta go. Those were the most iconic moments on the show. When he was on, they were on a boat. They confronted the cheater on the boat. The guy started like trying to fight him and he had a knife that they didn't see. He stabbed Joey. Like literally, he left on a stretcher. Like the show was just insane. And yeah, the punch, the guy, he was arrested on the show. I have the Star Wars question. Oh, Miss Karen. That's the Star Wars movie. Don't even get me started. I will sit and watch Star Wars for 6 hours straight. Upset. Then I go to Disney and go to Star Wars Land and it's like, I'm in it. It's like, I'm in it. Yeah, Luke Perry. Yeah, also, I watched Saved by the Bell. And then the relaunch of Saved by the Bell.
California Dreams. Oh my God. I really am aging myself. And tomorrow, I'm going to age myself even more because they're doing this boy band symphony. You'll never guess who's on it. It's Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees, and one of the guy, Eric Estrada from
O-Town. I'm a fan of O-Town. They were my favorite band back in the day.
I will be seeing them tomorrow. So, yay!
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. That should be fun. Alright, guys. Saved by the Bell. And Pineapple, they relaunched Saved by the Bell like on Peacock. It didn't last long, but that was kind of good, too. It was all new people with a few old casts, but it was like a relaunch. It only lasted like a month or a season. Maybe two, but it was on Peacock. Who is Father Clark Gable? Well, his grandfather, I think, was the star of like Gone with the Wind, wasn't he? Or was it his great grandfather?
Maybe it was his great grandfather because I think Gone with the Wind was 1920s, 1930s.
Okay, yeah. So his great grandfather was the great Clark Gable. And then his father was also Clark Gable, but not the really, really famous one, just his son. And then his son was the Clark Gable who hosted Cheaters. See how boring the show is? Now we're talking about Cheaters. Okay, so we're gonna come.
Oh my God, off topic.
We're gonna end this because we're not even talking about Last Resort anymore. I forgot. So, I know, I'm sad about Screech too. The Luke Perry Screech and then Shannen Doherty, all of these iconic people have left this world, and it's unbelievable to conceive that they're not here.
Bob Saget.
Oh yeah, Bob Saget. He passed not too far. He was at the Ritz-Carlton right over here by my house.
Yeah.
So whenever I drive by, I think about it because I was like, oh my God, he was literally here, the last place he was ever at. So, oh, the host, Clark Gable was the host of Cheaters. I think the last airing of it, that was what he was the host of. Because when he passed away, I think that's when they stopped filming, if I'm not mistaken.
I
They
think
just
so
stopped filming
too.
after
You
that.
can find,
Oh, Roberta
but
Flack. Yeah, that happened just today. All right, guys, we're
yeah.
gonna come
All right.
back Sunday. Oh yeah, Full House. Fuller House was good too. We're gonna come back Sunday for episode three of OG 90 Fiancé. I think the throuple will be back, but I was watching the previews and I don't remember if I saw them or
No,
not.
I
But we're
saw
gonna
them on
come.
previews. They're coming back.
Okay, good. But they'll be back soon. So everybody have a wonderful night. Have a good
Bye,
week.
guys. Sorry we got off topic.
Make sure you're following Gina. I'm gonna tag her in this video. Follow me on all social media platforms at George Massey, georgemassey.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, type in the George Massey Show. Thanks for staying up with us. Everybody have a good night.
Good
Good
night.
night, guys. Bye.
Bye.